Hello, welcome back to the Fine Leg to Fine Leg podcast. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Nico.
And welcome back.
Yes, it has been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a little while.
It has been, yes.
A little bit of conflicting schedules.
And school being an absolute...
Yeah, we got exams coming up, so it is getting a bit hectic at the moment.
Very hectic.
So, all right, Nico, we're going to kick it off with the fines.
Yes, all right, so our first fine is the Melbourne weather.
Weather, it's been absolutely shocking.
It has been crap.
At the moment. We didn't play last week.
No.
Because of the rain.
Yeah, and poor Jimmy got to miss out on his ones debut.
Yes, I did get caught up to the ones.
Yeah, and that's why you're getting fined again, Jimmy. That'll be $5, thank you.
Yeah, unfortunately, didn't get to play, so...
Yeah, very unfortunate.
This week's not looking much better, but hopefully we might... There's a chance we might get out there.
Yeah. And the next one is Sydney weather, because of the first T20 between Australia and Pakistan.
Yeah, got rained out.
Got rained out, yes.
Shocking. We only needed two more overs to get a result. We're cruising. Finchie was just tonking it everywhere.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Sydney just decided to rain.
Absolutely terrible.
Sydney weather, that's fine.
Yep. What are some more fines you got there, Jimmy?
Looking at the Sheffield Shield now, Queensland, absolutely choked. Had Western Australia, 7 for...
50 or something.
50 or something like that, and only needed 3 more wickets for about 40 runs. And then a man called Cameron Green came in and tonked it all over the place.
Yeah.
Made his maiden first-class ton.
Yeah. He made 120 in the second innings and 87 in the first one, I think. Yeah.
He's one to look out for.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Nico?
Our next one is Sri Lanka for an absolutely terrible performance in the 3 T20s that we played against them.
Yes, especially after beating the number one side in the world, Pakistan.
Yeah, in Pakistan as well.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but yeah, cricket's a weird sport.
Mm.
And that is why we're here.
Alright, and this is a bit of a controversial one, I feel. Shakib Al Hassan for his... Was it match-fixing, was it? Or
I don't even know.
No, this is really stupid.
He messed up, and it's still a massive fine. He's got a two-year ban, so...
Yeah. This is what annoys me with some of these things, because you see the news articles, and you want to know why things are happening, but they're just like, oh, he violated code... 765.
Yeah, just tell us what he did.
Yeah, like what did he do? It's like, come on.
He's an idiot either way. So, I've got a fine for Nico.
Yeah,
actually, I've got two fines for Nico.
Oh,
all right. So, two Saturdays ago, he messages me, and he's got his black longie underneath his whites, and that is a massive fine.
Yeah.
Also, he was rocking up in his whites. So that's two... Actually, I've got three fines for Nico because the cordial we are drinking right now is way too strong. And I don't usually mind strong cordial, but this is just shocking.
Oh, you're just being soft, Jimmy.
I am not.
I mean...
I disagree.
The first two fines, bit iffy on those ones because I was playing up at Mount Evelyn and it was freezing cold.
I know.
I was freezing my nads off.
Yeah, well, so was I, but...
Oh, you weren't playing at Mount Evelyn.
You didn't see me rocking up in whites or in a black longie.
Right.
Especially a black longie. If it was a white longie, that's fine. But black longie under whites, mate, it's the same as black shoes and black socks.
Oh. Well, I got a fine from Mount Evelyn for doing almost the exact same thing. Half their blokes were playing with hoodies underneath their whites. And there was a mixture of grey ones, mixture of black ones. It was just about half a dozen of them.
Sorry, I just had a sip of the cordial then. Just had a good hit.
Oh, right, Jimmy.
All right, well, we'll move on now. We've got our team of the week, and there have been some big performances within last week or two.
Huge performances.
With the Sheffield Shield, it's well and truly underway in the T20 Internationals. So, Nico, you want to start us off there?
Yes. So, our two openers, Bryce Street with his maiden century opening the batting for Queensland. And reluctantly with this one, David Warner,
He's been in good form.
Yeah.
Except in his last hit where he decided to back away and try and hit Muhammad Amir for 6 over cover.
Yeah, which is pretty much impossible.
That's just...
But yeah, he made a ton in the first ODI... first T20 against Sri Lanka on the last ball.
And he wasn't dismissed until the last T20, I don't think.
No.
Or did he get dismissed at all by Sri Lanka?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, in the last one.
Yeah. He had an average of about... just under 200, I think.
But no, he looked in good form with the white ball.
Yeah,
Which
is annoying, but, you know.
Oh, he, yeah.
Because now everyone's just going to be backing him in for the test team, and
yeah,
that's not what we want.
No, not really.
No.
Number three, Shield debutant Daniel Solway.
Yeah, he turned up in his debut.
133 not out, carried his bat. Oh, no, he didn't. He batted three.
Yeah, batted at three.
Still.
Yeah,
he's been making runs in second 11 cricket for years now, and he's finally got his chance and stood up.
Yeah.
Number four, no surprise, Stephen Smith.
Yeah,
he's going to be in a lot of these.
Yeah, he definitely will be. Yeah, he's been on.
People have been questioning how good he is at T20s, but I think he's proved them wrong.
Yeah, it's mainly the one days where he's a bit iffy, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with him. One days he just can't.
I mean, one days it's really hard to find your tempo. I feel like
it's
my sides most. Really good.
Still, he could bat like he does in the T20s in One Day Internationals.
Yeah.
I reckon.
That's true.
Because he's not actually tonking or anything. He almost looks like he's taking his time.
Yeah, he's playing measured
but
shots.
But then all of a sudden he's 30 off 15 and you're going, what happened there?
Mm.
So
he ended up on 81 not out in the last T20. I know. I'm like, how did that happen?
Number five, Travis Head, who finally decided to make some runs in the Shield and ended up turning up.
Yeah, he couldn't even make runs. Could he make a run at the Junction Oval when it was an absolute road? Did he make any?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I'm not sure. Oh. So Travis Head, he's going to play for Australia A in that side this week. Which... Marcus Harrison, Nick Maddison are also playing in, so Victoria's team's screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, should be right.
Number six, Matthew Wade, looked in very good form against the Victorians, and he's pretty much all but a lock for the test team now.
And he was batting at four, wasn't he, for Tassie?
Yeah.
Yeah, batting at four.
Yeah, looked really good.
Looked really good. Made against a 70 and a 50, I think.
Yeah, like a couple of 50s.
Yeah, 250, not bad.
Number seven, the man we were talking about before, Cameron Green.
Yeah. Jet.
True all-rounder.
Yeah.
Which is something Australia's been searching for a long time.
Yes.
Some people have been likening him to Freddie Flintoff, actually.
Yeah.
Because he is a big boy. He's 6'5" or something like that.
Yeah, big boy.
He's a big boy.
Big boy.
Oh, he might... No, I don't actually think he's that tall, to be honest. I think he's about 6'1".
Yeah,
I think I looked it up yesterday. He's
looks
about 6'1".
Looks pretty built, though.
Yeah. All right. Number eight, Australia's new finisher, Adam Zampa.
Yes, and Australia's gun leg spinner.
Yes,
As a leg spinner myself, I cannot get enough of him.
Yeah.
And that mullet is just...
Oh, the mullet's elite.
It's doing really well for him.
Yeah, so backing up, he's 35 off 15 deliveries or whatever it was in the one-day cup.
Yeah, absolute piss take.
Playing shots he's never played before.
Nah.
He's bowled very, very well in the T20s.
I've never seen a genuine number 11 player ramp shot for six.
Oh, he's not a genuine number 11. He's... Oh. No.
He looks like a genuine number 11.
No, he's not. He's okay. Alright. Number nine.
Chad Sayers.
Chad Sayers, a bloke who has been absolutely ripping through.
Holy crap. 13 wickets.
13 wickets against New South Wales.
And he made 60 runs as well on top of that.
That's just a very good all-round performance, really. Yeah. I reckon he should be in contention for the test team because of that.
Definitely.
Alongside Michael Nacer, who's one I like.
Yeah.
Especially at the Gabba and... Yeah. Leading up to the day-night test, I reckon it would be very good with the ping ball.
Yeah, he will just nip it about and cause all sorts of problems.
And unfortunately, the next bloke is probably the spot he'll be taking.
Mitchell Stark,
who's been in very good form as well with the white ball.
Yeah, he's been pretty good with the white ball, but
in the T20s.
I don't know if his red ball stocks...
They've dropped a bit.
Yeah, they have dropped a bit, especially because he only played one test in the Ashes, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He's probably a little bit unlucky to miss out on the last test, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And our number 11 is Josh Hazlewood.
Josh Hazlewood took 10 for.
Took 10 for, yes. 10 for. In the Shield.
In the Shield.
Yeah.
Looked very good.
Yes.
That's his career best nice. Haul. And he's a lock for the test team, absolutely.
Definitely.
Oh, I've got a new segment here coming up.
Spuds of the Week.
Spuds of the Week. I'm really looking forward to this one, actually.
Now, Jimmy, what are your nominations for Spuds of the Week this week?
Oh, the cordial. Oh.
Oh. You're not
doing it. Oh, well. No. Okay, well, I'll start with Cameron Bancroft.
Oh.
Cameron Bancroft.
gets out three times.
He's hitting caught at leg slip.
Leg slip.
How
does that happen?
It just... Cameron, come on, come buddy. On. Just he has not had a good time since the Ashes.
I don't know
what is going on with him. Because he was so good.
When he made his first comeback from his suspension...
He was very good in the Shield. He
looked very good. And even in the...
Even leading even up to the Ashes, he was...
In the county, in his county stint,
he was looking good. But then, I don't know, Stuart Broad happened and he fell to pieces.
Demons of Stuart Broad haunt him.
Oh, now he just looks more awkward than Nico's face, so...
Oh, righto.
Yep. All right, Nico, who's your first spud of the week?
My first spud is David Warner for making runs. I don't know what's going
on. Harsh, I reckon.
I don't know what's going on. Like, I say he's going to miss out in the test and now he's making runs in the T20 and everyone's going like, oh, he's going to play in the test now. He's certain.
It's just the same with Sean Marsh at the moment, actually.
Yeah, it's like, can you...
Just
I don't know,
stop making runs.
Can you just be a dud?
We don't want you in the team. Just stop. Just stop.
Just stop.
All right. I've got... Pakistani Faka. Just an absolute spud of an opening batsman. I think he's played in his last 13 T20 international. He's averaged 9.
Ooh.
As an opening batsman.
Ooh. Was he the bloke that got out for the Golden Duck to start?
Yes, he was. He just hasn't looked comfortable at all.
No.
No, absolute spud.
Yeah. Now, my second nominee for Spud of the Week this week is another Pakistani, Wahab Riaz.
Oh, the cordial. Oh.
Oh, Jimmy, just give it a rest, mate. Come on. Not for not knowing how to spell Hamish. I mean, that's fair enough. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt with that one. But
oh, that was actually absolute gold. Yeah. TV, that.
Yeah. He bowled really atrociously. Like... He gave Steve Smith 2 free hits, which is probably that's the worst thing you can possibly do. And inform Steve Smith is just hitting everyone about. Give him 2 free hits.
Oh, ball. No ball 4.
No ball wide.
Wide and then 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Wahab. Yep.
Absolutely terrible.
I've got one more. Harris Sahail, another Pakistani.
Oh.
Because he's gone out the exact same way into...
Yeah.
In consecutive innings.
Were they both Kane Richardson?
I'm not sure, but he's tried to slog off like his 10th ball.
Yeah, it was like a good length delivery.
And he's just tried to slog it. He could have got himself in and made a good innings, he's just trying to slog, and it's...
The classic left-hander sixes slog to cow sort of batting.
Oh, my good. Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
All right, you've got one more, Nico.
I've got one more. Travis Dean. Now, when he came into the Vic side, I was a bit like, possibly, but...
I was an immediate no.
But you told me that he's been doing absolutely shocking in the second...
No, in Premier Cricket.
Oh, Premier Cricket, sorry.
Yeah, in Premier Cricket. He's made no runs whatsoever this year, and yet somehow he gets into the Victorian side.
Yeah, when he could
side.
Have had someone like David King and Eamon Vines who are absolutely blitzing it.
Yeah, David King is probably not going to get in there. But
yeah, I doubt that. But
I mean, they've brought Eamon Vines in there now, and a young bloke called Jake Fraser-McGurk.
Who's that?
He's some 16 or 17-year-old bloke.
That's all right.
Who's now in the Shield squad, so...
Oh, cool.
And Big Will, who we love.
Absolute gun.
Yep.
Speaking of guns, let's move on to our new segment, Gun of the Week. We had Spud of the Week, now we have Gun of the Week.
I think we've got the same one, to be honest.
Who's your Gun of the Week?
It is Cameron Green.
Cameron Green?
Cameron Green.
Yes. Now, I was tossing and turning between Chad Sayers or Cameron Green, but it's really difficult because...
Well, you've got to go Chad now.
Do I really, though?
Well, because I've gone Cameron Green.
Okay, so fine.
We'll have two Guns of the Week.
Yeah.
Chad Sayers and Cameron Green.
Yeah, Chad Sayers and Cameron Green. Cameron Green... He did awesomely. He made 200 runs as batting at 8 and 9, respectively.
Yep.
All up. As a bowler, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You texted me and saying, oh, he's made 200 runs as a bowler. And I go, no, he's a genuine all-rounder, mate.
Yeah. But I feel like he was picked in the WA side as a
He's picked as a bowler because he's batting at number 9, but number 8. So,
yeah.
But still.
Yeah,
he can bat.
Did very well as a batsman. I'd say he's
one to watch for the future. If not, in the near future,
definitely have him in at like 7 or something like that in the test. Oh,
possibly.
Yeah, in the future, something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and Chad Sayers. I was watching him, and I'm like, oh my god, I'd hate to face that because I was just watching him just nip it a bit.
Oh, his first two wickets in the first innings, stumps were flying.
His one against David Daniel Hughes. That's right, straight through the gate, and I'm like, oh my god.
He did that two innings in a row. Actually, he skittled him in the second as well.
I mean, obviously, Daniel. I actually don't mind him. He's actually seems like pretty decent bat, but god. Yeah, he seems like an alright bat, but Chad Sayers just had him in absolute all sorts, and I'm like, oh, this is beautiful.
Yep.
Now, Jimmy, our final segment, what's your big call
this week? Big call.
What is your big call?
I don't know.
You really don't know?
I honestly don't know.
You don't know?
Have you got one?
Not particularly.
Oh, we haven't prepared very well for this, have we?
No, we really haven't.
Oh.
And we're in PE today and we're like, oh yeah, we'll just prepare for it and do research for our potty.
Oh yeah, she'll be right.
But then our teacher's like, oh, what are you two boys doing? And we're like, oh.
We're researching.
Researching. Miss. No, we have to do exam revision.
Put your phone away. No, miss. Oh, how about we go through a bit of news?
All right, we'll go through a bit of news.
Jordan Silk, if you didn't know, broke his wrist at training. Didn't know this, I don't think.
I'm sure I was at training.
It was at training, because Riley Meredith did it.
Oh, Riley
Meredith. So this...
Actually, yeah. Riley Meredith, he bowled really well in a recent game, didn't he? It was against New South Wales, I think, when they had that really gun side, and he bowled really well.
Yeah.
Because he got Steve Smith
in. Yeah, he's the third leading wicket taker in the Sheffield Shield, and he's playing in the Australia A game.
Yeah, not bad.
This week, so yeah, no.
One to possibly look out for.
Looking good.
Yeah.
Usman Khawaja reckons he's been robbed. I just reckon he's...
I mean, I feel like he got robbed after that Australia A game over in England when he made that 70.
No, but this is recently, because he reckons the umpires has just been shocking.
Oh.
So that's his excuse for not making runs.
Oh, we'll stop having a
essentially.
Winch.
Well, just make runs, okay?
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, then do it. Other than that, I don't think there's much. Not much has happened.
No.
To be honest.
Actually, we got tests coming up.
Tests coming up. So we got the big batting shootout.
Yeah.
This week. Yep. In the Australia A game.
Yeah. So, Jimmy, who do you want to really impress and who do you reckon is going to come into that test?
I really hope Wilpikowski and Maddo do well.
Yeah.
I really want those two especially to do well.
Yeah.
Perhaps even Alex Carey. Because if he bats well, I reckon he could get a gig at number 6.
Number 6? He would be placing Wade or Head, wouldn't he?
No, he... Wade will be at number 5, I reckon.
Number 5, yeah.
Wade at 5, Carey at 6.
Yeah.
If he plays well.
Where would you have Maddo or Pekoski?
Maddo could slot in either opening or number 6.
I'd like to see him
Pekoski would have to be 5 or 6.
Yeah, I mean, Maddo had his go at in the middle order and didn't do too well.
Yeah, he wasn't ready last time, I don't think.
No,
so
I don't think he was.
Opening, he could do.
Yeah.
I mean, we're only playing Pakistan, so...
Yeah. I mean, that's who we played against, who we debuted against. No, No, he debuted against South Africa, and then he played against Pakistan. Didn't do well against them.
Yeah, so
that was with Hanscom and Renshaw.
Yeah, so hopefully those two do well.
Yeah. Is there any omissions that you'd like to see? Anyone you reckon?
What do you mean?
Like anyone that played in the last test against England, you don't reckon should play summer?
Jimmy Pattinson and Peter Siddle probably won't make the cut.
No.
Pattinson hasn't bowled well enough or enough at all.
It's pretty difficult because he's such a...
I know the plan is for him to play in that first test, but...
Yeah.
Well, that's what Victoria's been saying, but nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think...
No, he just hasn't proved himself yet this summer in the Shield.
Jai Richardson, Michael Nisa, Sean Abbott, and Riley Meredith are the bowlers in that team in the Australia A squad. So it's
Nisa,
it's
I'd a like good to lineup. See because he's does.
I'd he love can to bat see Nisa
because
he's a bowling all rounder.
Yeah,
who's a very good bowler. He's been taking loads of wickets in the Shield
and are more than
in the last few years. Jai Richardson hasn't been setting the world on fire in the Shield, but he's.
No.
We know how good he can be.
He's been bowling with really decent pace and don't mind it whatsoever.
A little pocket rocket.
Yeah. So, I reckon call it a day.
That might call it. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Sorry, this has been really unplanned, but Oh, well. See you guys in the next one.
Catch ya.